Happy Sunday and welcome to another amazing edition of Sunday Conversations with the Rileys, establishing effective communication through spiritual growth. My name is Gerald Riley. Unfortunately, my beautiful wife, my sweet thing, Katasha Riley, she couldn't be with us today because she's at the Overflow Salon and Barbershop holding it down for Team Riley. Hey, listen up, people. We are broadcasting from Columbus, Georgia, all the way to the mighty, mighty Eufaula, Alabama, great place to fish, and surrounding areas. Now listen, in the studio with us today is none other than Mrs.
Robbie Monfort. I'm a dementia care specialist with the River Valley Area Agency on Aging.
That's a long word. Okay, now Mrs. Robbie, who do you have with you us today?
I am very pleased to introduce to you Pastor Roderick Green, who is with the First African Baptist Church here in Columbus, Georgia.
Outstanding.
I have Robert Harrow, who is Ricky Harrow, who is caregiving for his wife. And I have Cecilia Watkins, who has been a caregiver for many, many years in her own profession, as well as those who she loves. And I have Miss Karen Jakes, who is also with us from First African Baptist Church. But Karen has had a caregiving experience herself within her own family.
Outstanding. So I'm in a room with a bunch of really caring and sincere people, basically. So that's what's happening,
I think so.
Absolutely. So let's get into what is RVRC?
That is the Columbus Regional Commission Area Agency on Aging. And so the Area Agency on Aging has a position, which is mine, the goal is to teach Georgia be dementia capable. So my whole goal is in our 16 county region with the River Valley is to expose people to what dementia is, get rid of the stigma, partner, and support caregivers.
Outstanding. Now, since we're talking about dementia, what is it?
Well, that's a really good question. And quite often when I start my classes, I ask if people know the difference between dementia and Alzheimer's.
What is the difference?
Well, let's talk about that because I think it's really important that we understand what we are talking about.
Okay.
So dementia is your group of symptoms. Just like cancer, if you have cancer, you have a group of symptoms, and whatever those symptoms are helps you identify what type of cancer you have. Mm-hmm. So same thing with dementia. Whatever your symptoms are in the group under dementia, when things are going wrong, you've lost your spatial ability, you're having issues with your memory, you're not able to hear, you're having personality changes. All of those things, depending what the symptoms are, would be the type of dementia you have. Alzheimer's, you quite often hear interchanged or used together because it's the most common diagnosed. Okay. But it is dementia of the Alzheimer's type, just like it would be dementia of the Lewy body type or frontal temporal lobe. And there's up to 100 types of dementia.
100 different types of dementia?
No, sir, it cannot. Right now, all we can do is there are medications that can help with some of the behaviors, but as of last August, there were two medications that came out that can help slow down the progression, and with some, it's actually helped reverse, and I don't mean back to how you were before, but enough to get you somewhat stable, and they're you actually have to get these through infusions, through a neurologist. And so in order to do well with this disease, you should really be referred to a neurologist, get the diagnosis through a neurologist. I think I've just described why it's important to have the accurate diagnosis, because if you're treating it for one thing and it's another type of dementia, you're going pretty much nowhere fast. So it's really important to know what you're working
now, with. Now, is there a test available, like a COVID test, to determine whether or not that you have it or not? And what is that test called?
Well, typically, they will do MRIs, CT scans, spinal taps, and now there's a blood test that people can do to see if they have the gene. That does not mean you're going to have it, but if you have it in your family, it would at least tell you you have the gene, and then you can start to look at things the way you need to for your future.
Awesome. Hey, listen, just in case you're joining us for Sunday Conversation with the Rileys, we're in the studio with Mrs. Robbie Monfort and friends. I can't name everybody. Mr. Ricky Harrow, Miss Cecilia Watkins, and Miss Karen Jakes, and Everybody know Brother Minister Bishop Roderick Green of First African Baptist Church. Next question. Is it contagious?
No.
So it can't be passed one person to another
No,
person.
It cannot, dear. And not everybody who has memory issues will develop dementia.
Okay.
Which is another reason to be educated.
All right. Now, how can we identify someone with early signs of dementia?
Well, now it is stated factually that you can have the symptoms 15 to 20 years before actually being diagnosed.
So it's something that gets progressive.
It's progressive.
Okay.
And so it may start off with things that you don't recognize at the time, but you start going, maybe he's got hearing problems. You know, you start doing these kind of, as a family member, someone close to him, and until then you go get diagnosed and you realize that there was really something going on.
Okay, now I did a little research before the interview. Now, are African Americans more likely to develop dementia and why?
So, if I may say so, that's one of the reasons that we're excited to be here is we just did a viewing of a movie screening. C. Nathaniel Brown is the filmmaker out of Atlanta, and the movie is actually called Remember Me, Dementia in the African American Community.
Oh, wow.
And the reason he has done this is that he himself is African American. He had four family members or more.
Yes.
Who have been stricken with the disease, and it's become a passion of his. So he made this movie to give the history and to educate why this is so important for the African-American population. I probably am not the best one to describe some of this, except that when I left that movie, I was moved and so much more educated, and there's so much more for me to learn. And I'm not going to say this right, I'm going to lean on my people in the room. You know, historically, stress, I think, was what I learned, is an issue with the African-American community. I knew before I went to the movie that diabetes, high blood pressure, those are things that African-Americans struggle with. Lack of education, lack of financial ability to get health care, or the availability of health care.
So what I want to say is that many years ago, during the time when I was growing up, dementia or when you got older and you couldn't remember things, it was a taboo. No one wanted mm-hmm. to talk about it. And at this time, even today, it's when something happens within the family, for instance, dementia. They tend to suffer in silence, meaning that they don't know how to share it with others. They're not quite sure themselves what's going on. They may be ashamed to talk about it to others, and they may not know who to go to. We all have been touched with Alzheimer's or dementia, whether it's a family member, a church family, or just working in the medical community. We all have been touched by this disease. But now is the time to stop suffering in silence, educate ourselves, find the resources in your community, the resources that Robbie just talked about or will be talking about. So it's important for us to research, do our research, and find out as much as we can about dementia in the African American
community. What was the name of the movie?
Remember Me.
Now, why was it so impactful to you?
Because when I left there, I felt a compassion to teach others in our community. I can start with our own family. I can start with our church family in particular. We have several of our congregates who are going through dementia at this time presently. But I felt that we are letting them down because we're not educated on dementia, and we don't know what to do with it. We don't know how to give that support to the family member who's the caregiver, because we're not educated. And so it's so important for us to, instead of shunning the caregivers, the people who are taking care of their loved ones at home with this disease, is to draw support. Even if we have to start a support group in our church, in our local congregations, within our families, and have a conversation about it. No longer should we isolate ourselves and not talk about things that are happening in our community and within our family and our congregation. Learned so much,
give me a little something.
I have been in the medical community now. I've been a registered nurse for over 35 years.
Oh, outstanding.
And it's amazing. I have worked with so many patients with dementia, but until I went to this documentary, Remember Me, by C. Nathaniel Brown, it was so impactful that I was hungry when I left there to educate myself, to find out as much as I could. I didn't know that there were so many types of dementia. I didn't know how it impacted, even though I knew how it impacted caregivers in a sense, but not to the extent after I watched that movie.
Okay, now, are you a caregiver?
I am. I'm a registered nurse for over 35 years.
So you've seen the movie from a medical standpoint.
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk about the care. Is there caregivers in the room today? Okay. Mr. Ricky Harold, you are up. Let's talk about the movie's impact as far as being a caregiver. What did you get from the movie Remember Me? Who wrote the movie?
C. Nathaniel Brown.
And the movie, again, is Remember Me, Dementia in the African-American Community.
Outstanding. Can they see it on Netflix? Or?
No. We want to bring this movie back to Columbus because we feel like we just opened the door. And there's so many more people this movie could touch. So our goal is to bring it back in the fall.
In the fall. Do we have any idea when in the fall? Okay, all right then, all right. So we're going to revisit.
Yes, please.
Remember Me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, outstanding. Listen, just in case you're joining us for Sunday Conversation with the Rileys,
we're in the studio with RVRC.
River Valley.
Ricky Harrell.
Okay, Ricky Harrell, the River Valley. What's the RC?
Okay, I'm the Area Agency on Aging, River Valley Area Agency on Aging.
Okay. And we're talking to Mr. Harrell about as far as
what did I get from
being a caregiver? Yes,
sir. Caregiver too. Okay. Well, first of all, I would like to say my wife, she came down with the disease about probably going on 5 years now. Mm-hmm. And a lot of things I didn't know about it. And I felt that education and knowledge is very important because I was doing things that I was just going through a lot of stress. I wasn't doing the right thing. So I got involved with some support group, and I got these books. I got the book now in front of me, one by Nathaniel Brown, and one by Michelle, Nanda Michelle. She was the trainer. But when I bought these books, after I seen the movie, I read them, and it's some points in here that really stuck out to me. And I try to share everything. When I see people and they are going through what I'm going through, I try to inform them how they need to get involved and read and knowledge, because knowledge is very important.
Yes, sir.
The question, I want to read something about this book.
Feel free.
Read it. I just want to, I had it right here. And you asked that question, what the difference between dementia and
Alzheimer's. Yes, sir.
And C. Daniel Brown, he's the author in that book. And I just wanted, he said right here, to reiterate, dementia is not a single disease. Dementia is an umbrella term that encompasses various diseases, which Ms. Robin already talked about. But he said the most common being Alzheimer's disease. He said many people use dementia and Alzheimer's disease interchangeable. But they are not the same. See, I didn't know that. And Alzheimer's disease, which is caused by abnormal protein deposited in the brain that affect the brain function, is called a specific type of dementia. As one expert shared with me, I want to make sure people understand this, you can have dementia without having Alzheimer's.
Oh, wow.
But you cannot have Alzheimer's without having dementia.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
See, that opened my eyes up. See, cause,
that's interesting.
But see, I read that because when my wife got diagnosed from Dr. List about 5 years ago, he used the word memory loss. But then when I had to go put it in the center, I had to take some paper back to get filled out. And when he filled the papers out, he put dementia / Alzheimer on this document paper that I had to take back to the respite care that I was going to. So I just didn't know the difference. I don't think both of them were the same, but it's just a lot of knowledge. And we just need to educate people about the disease. Somebody else want to say something, I don't want to. But the other thing, too, I want to say, too. This other book I got by Michelle, her book was Who Cares That You Care? And this is the book right here. But I read this book, but one of the things I want to stress is she emphasized how a caregiver needs to rest because you must, it's often easier said than done. See, I want to get a lot of rest. A couple of nights ago, I couldn't go to sleep. I mean, I just, you have so much you have to do. If you're a caregiver, you just have to do everything.
And that's a great segue to my next question. How does a caregiver woosah? What's your woosah? How do you relax?
Well, Dr. Liss asked me that question. He asked me what I do to enjoy. Mm-hmm. And he didn't like my answer, what I told him. But reading the Word of God to me is very important. I think the Word of God is... It's
a comfort for me.
Yeah, it's the Lord is my strength. I mean, He's my salvation.
Yes.
He's in Him we move, we live, we have our being. So we have to go to the Word because we all gonna have stress, we're gonna have depression, we're gonna have these type of things. But going there and finding that quiet time, like today, I used to read early in the morning. But I didn't start reading today until like 10:30 after I dropped my wife off at the day center because I couldn't do it. I had to help get her dressed at home. So, but that's one of the main things. But he wanted me to do some other things, being out with friends, go bowling, just do some things to enjoy.
But, you know, it starts with him.
That's right. Okay.
Well, look, I thank you so much, Mr. Rick. Can I talk to another caregiver?
Yes.
Ms. Jakes?
Yes, sir.
Tell us about the movie Remember Me, from your point of view.
Oh, my gosh. It was really good. I focused mainly on the resources that the caregiver has. And one thing that specifically spoke to me was they were talking about being in an airplane and the oxygen mask coming down. And they've always said, the flight attendant has always said, mm-hmm. If you have a child or someone next to you, please put your own oxygen mask on first.
Yes.
Before helping someone else. And so I believe the gentleman before said it perfectly. My mother was a caregiver, and my family member had vascular dementia. But I used to travel home about 6 times a year.
Now, I don't mean to interrupt you.
My hometown is Hampton, Virginia.
Oh, outstanding. What is vascular dementia?
Now, you're going to ask me something I can't explain
the rest of it.
I think it was medical. It was medically induced.
Okay. All right.
That's what they told her.
We'll go forward.
Yeah.
We'll go forward.
We'll go with that. But I used to relieve her. And I used to say the same thing. You got to go out. You got to do this. You got to do that. And it was very difficult for her to do that. So it was necessary for someone to be able to come in that she trusted and to know the resources that she had. And I was relieving her to go do whatever she wanted to do, whenever she wanted to do it. And I took care of him for that day.
Outstanding.
For weeks sometimes.
Outstanding. Now tell us a little something that you learned from the movie.
I learned that the caregiver gives their whole self in this. We focus a lot on the person that is impacted primarily, that actually has the diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the caregiver that constantly deals with, am I doing the right thing? Is there something else I should be doing? Is there somewhere I should take them? Is the doctor saying the right thing? And so that's a lot of stress.
It impacts you. It impacts the caregiver as well.
It does.
Yeah, it alters your life as well.
It definitely does. But that shows love, unconditional love for the caregiver.
That's a beautiful thing. That is, man.
It's wonderful.
Look, caregivers rock. Caregivers absolutely rock. And speaking of rock, can I have Pastor Roderick Green? The first African Baptist Church. Let me tell you a little quick fact about Pastor Rod Green and myself, Gerald Riley. We actually went to barber school together.
We sure did.
Yeah, we went to barber school together. So we met way back. But he chose another path.
Well, how come you have more hair than he does?
Because of hair products.
My wife say I don't stress at all. That's what she say. She say I'm a man of leisure. And so I let it roll off my back like a duck. Now, Pastor Green, talk to me about being a caregiver and what's the impact that the movie Remember Me had on you as far as being a caregiver. And let's go a little deeper. Being a minister, a man of God.
Well, I want to make it short and concise and put it all together. The movie really highlighted and reaffirmed my conviction that as believers, as pastors, we have to do more than just preach on Sundays and have events. We have to be a voice for the least, the lost, and the left out. And oftentimes that includes those who have been impacted by any form of dementia. As a pastor for over 25 years, I've seen it happen decade after decade, how parishioners decline and we put them over there. But we can't do that. God loves them. We have to love them also. But we have to give them a different type of love that's more dedicated. So that's what the movie brought out for me, how we have to reaffirm and help people understand that many times we're underinformed, but we're overwhelmed. How do we create balance for families, for the person impacted and suffering with the decline, but also the impact to the community? We have to do what we can to help everyone understand that dementia can impact anyone. But because it impacts African Americans in greater numbers, I feel extra burdened and compelled to help get this message out that people have resources, there are agencies, there are churches, there are pastors, there are caregivers, and we all make this community and we can help people become better.
Outstanding, Pastor Green. Thank you so very much. Now, before we wrap it up, Mrs. Munford, could you please come back for just a second?
Certainly.
Okay, let's go ahead and wrap this thing up. Is there anything that maybe we didn't cover that you want our listening audience to know and be informed about?
You know, I think for me, I'm very, very passionate about just the dementia disease, and I want to emphasize that it is a disease. There is no cure. And really what we can do now outside of the things to help manage some of the symptoms they have is what Pastor Green was saying, that we have to pull together as a community, and we need to educate people to help get rid of the stigma and to help people know that they can reach out and get support. And that there are services, and I don't want it to be just a service thing, because I think we need to know that it's okay to look at your best friend and say, I need you. I've got, you know, my spouse who I love dearly, but I have to manage, I've got to go to the grocery store, I have to do these things, and I need you to help me with this, to look at your church and say, I need you, and to look at, if your spouse was in the military, that you, his military buddies, I need you to come and spend time with him. And now we know how to help people do those things where they're not uncomfortable. And I think people back away from it for the fear of not knowing what to do, because we have this picture and image of our head of what dementia is. People in early stages of dementia are still working in jobs. They're still functioning. They're still doing fine. What we have the image of are the later stages.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to understand the disease and realize that's not all that it is. that there's still people.
You know, listening to everyone in this room, I pray that all caregivers and professionals like yourself care as much as you guys, because I can actually feel the compassion and love and concern that you have for this disease. And so I just want to thank each and every one of you for coming.
Thank you for
having
us.
You had busy days, but you came anyway and you educated the public on dementia. And I just want to thank you. Now, the last minute of Sunday Conversation with Riley is called the Marriage Minute. And I just want to ask one relationship advice question, whether it's advice for a marriage, friendship, somebody that is a caregiver for someone with dementia, or whatever. Just give us a couple of seconds of advice on relationship. Anyone.
So for me, I think the main thing is that you tell someone you love them frequently. We never know when's the last time you're going to see them.
I like it. Anyone else want to say something? Come on, Mr. Ricky.
Well, I know you asked that question, but I want to go back to one question you asked earlier.
Go ahead on,
and
Mr.
I looked
Ricky.
It up in
go
the book, on. And you asked him, what is vascular dementia?
Yes, vascular dementia.
And according to the book right here, it says vascular dementia results from reduced blood flow to the brain due to strokes or other blood vessel-related issues. Symptoms include difficulty with memory, reason, and problem-solving, often occur suddenly after a stroke. So that's in a nutshell what vascular dementia is about.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ricky, for educating us on that.
Repeat that question you asked again.
A couple of seconds of relationship advice, whether it's relationship with your child, your marriage, a fellow caregiver, anything, a church member, we just need some relationship advice.
Well, you know, I think about my wife now since she's going through this stage, and every moment of the day, for instance, yesterday, she was agitating a little bit, and she couldn't explain herself, but I had to thank God that I want to be able to say some words to her that she can be able, because her speech is going away from her.
Yes, sir.
And just this moment, that sitting here in that great room and hold her hand, they say hold her hand, look the person in the eye, mm-hmm. and just talk to her and tell them you love them. You know, just they want to hear that. And so I think that's a very important thing to me going on right now.
I love all of them. My relationship advice is just for the husbands. When your wife says something, simply just say, yes, baby. Just say, yes, baby, and keep going. Hey, listen, this has been Gerald Riley for the Marriage Company, a Sunday Conversation with the Rileys. Peace.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.